This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Is it possible that some of the very people assigned to protect Washington, D.C. during this inauguration week could actually be a threat to President-elect Biden and others? Defense officials are taking steps to protect against any possible insider attack. As thousands of National Guardsmen pour into Washington for the inauguration, Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy says the FBI is investigating the National Guardsmen, running their names through databases and watch lists.
We're continually going through the process and taking second, third looks at every one of the individuals assigned to this operation.
But D.C. National Guardsman Command Sergeant Major Michael Brooks says,
"We're here to protect the citizens of the United States just as much as we are the seat of our government. So no one should fear us unless they have ill will in their heart."
The AP has learned the members of President Trump's re-election campaign played key roles in the rally that led to the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol building. The AP's Julie Walker with what we've learned.
This undercuts claims that the event was the brainchild of the president's grassroots supporters. A pro-Trump nonprofit called Women for America First hosted the Save America rally on January 6th at the Ellipse, a federally owned patch of land near the White House. But an attachment to the permit granted by the National Park Service lists more than half a dozen people in staff positions who just weeks earlier had been paid thousands of dollars by Trump's 2020 reelection campaign. Since the riot at the Capitol, several of them have scrambled to distance themselves from the rally. In a statement, the Trump re-election campaign said it did not organize, operate, or finance the event.
Almost 400,000 people in this country have now died from the coronavirus, more than 2 million around the world. That from Johns Hopkins University. This is AP News. Tampa Bay is moving on in the NFL playoffs after beating New Orleans 30-20. Craig Heist has this story.
Tom Brady threw for 199 yards and two touchdowns, while Tampa Bay's defense forced four turnovers, which resulted in 21 points, as the Buccaneers beat the Saints 30-20 to advance to the NFC Championship game next week against the Packers at Lambeau Field. Brady threw short scoring strikes to Leonard Fournette and Mike Evans. After losing twice to the Saints during the regular season, Brady was happy with this win, but now it's time to move on.
We have great chemistry. We have fun at practice. It's hard to get to this point. There's nothing guaranteed from this point forward, but you know, we got to go out there and we're going to have to play our very best to beat one of the best teams in the league.
Drew Brees threw a touchdown pass, but he was also intercepted three times in what might be his final game with the Saints after 15 seasons. I'm Craig Heist.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.